Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the third hour. You know, I tell you that the amount of information coming at us now is overwhelming, and I mean it. Doing triage this week for the program was extremely difficult to do for a lot of different reasons. Not the least of which was because virtually every story out there was important, and it made there's just not enough time. And I apologize in advance. I know I do that a lot, but I apologize in advance. Let me give you just some of the headlines that I was considering this week alone. You know, Joe Biden gaffe prone. Joe Biden calls for ban on military style 9mm pistols. I don't want to put too much stock in Joe Biden's comments anymore, because Joe Biden misspeaks so frequently that I don't even think Joe Biden knows what he's talking about. In this particular case, he was talking at a $2,800 per plate fundraiser, and he said how scared kids were, not just in tough neighborhoods, but great neighborhoods like this. That in and of itself is a gaffe that the mainstream press won't ever talk about. Had a Republican said tough neighborhoods and then said great neighborhoods like this, that would have been a racist comment, but not when you're Joe Biden, right? You follow me with that one, I'm sure you do. But he made comments how kids can get their hands on military style pistols that hold more than 10 9mm bullets. And he was clearly speaking about a pistol when, in fact, the individual in California that I'm assuming he was referring to was packing a 45 caliber illegally in his backpack in violation of every law on the books at 16 years old. There isn't a law that would have stopped what happened in California. And Joe Biden ought to know better. But we don't really care too much about what Joe Biden thinks. Joe Biden's a gaffe-prone moron, quite frankly. But there are other stories out there, just some headlines. CBS News claiming more mass shootings than days this year. They're using the gun violence archives of whoever. I don't even want to give them their name out. But, you know, they changed the definition of mass shooting to fit their agenda so that they can inflate the numbers. CBS News runs with that. Do you think they run with the FBI's numbers? No, they choose to run with a gun-hating freak organization. That's what you get. Now it's time. There's a headline out there. It's time for law enforcement to stand with America's gun owners. Scarborough on MSDNC. There's an epidemic of kids buying AR-15s at gun stores. And I could go on and on and on. More deaths by fentanyl versus gun homicides in the state of Florida. Then we've got the tax-based deal that I talked about on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Tacoma, Washington, now out with their goofy $25 tax and 5 cents per round or 1 cent or 2 cents, whatever it is, on ammunition. I mean, one right after another. But I settled on this for today's third hour. And I could have gone a million different directions, but I'm going to go after Florida here. Because what happens in Florida tends not to stay in Florida when it comes to gun rights. Now, Florida is firmly in Republican hands at this point in time. But I want to let you know that there are three new gun control bills that this is what the socialists, this is a prime example of what the socialists have in store for you. There are 29 gun control bills that the Democrats are trying to pass. The socialists are trying to move through the state of Florida. And I'm going to go through each and every one of these, and we're going to go together and use my newly devised criminal den litmus test, because they say it's about crime, right? It's about ending gun violence. Isn't that what they say? That it's about crime and gun violence? It's not about crime, and it isn't about gun violence. It's about taking away your stuff, and I can prove it for you right now. We're going to go through these bills together, and we're going to use what's called the criminal den test that I devised. Here's how that test works. I want you to envision a group of criminals sitting around their criminal den. And you can picture that criminal den to look like anything you want it to look like. Maybe a cave, maybe a house, maybe a gang-fueled drug, whatever it is. Picture it in your mind. And picture a group of criminals sitting around that den, however you view criminals. Maybe gangbangers. you know, who knows? Maybe bank robbers. Maybe Bonnie and Clyde. Whatever you picture a criminal den to look like, picture a group of criminals in your mind sitting in that den talking about each one of these bills I'm going to mention. HB 117 in Florida, concealed weapons or concealed firearms licensing. Now, again, think about what a criminal would say in response to one of these bills being filed. Now, remind you, there are 29 of these bills. Here's a bill, concealed weapons or concealed firearms licensing, requires applicant to have undergone mental health evaluation and been determined to be competent to, or provide a letter from a specified professional to prove your competency. HB 117, that's a bill that's actually, that they're trying to move this through the Florida legislature. Now, let's go to the criminal den test, shall we? Let's go to those five criminals sitting in that room you're picturing. And I want you to think what they're talking about now about that bill. Oh, man, you mean I got to get a mental health exam before I get my concealed carry permit to carry my gun legally to rob that liquor store? Does that pass? Because remember, they say this is about stopping gun violence, which is crime. Is HB 117 about crime if you're the criminal sitting in the test? I'm telling you, my test is foolproof, man. Think about that. Concealed weapons and firearms. This is HB 245. We're going through these at random with you. Now, what does this do? Prohibits concealed weapon or firearm licensee from openly carrying handgun or carrying concealed weapon or firearm into any child care facility. Now, let's go back to the criminal den test and use that litmus test that I've concocted, okay? Here's the criminals. Oh, dude, did you see that new HB 245 that they're trying to pass in the legislature? Man, if I'm going to go kill my ex-wife when I go to pick up my kid, I'm not going to be allowed to do it with my gun because I'm not going to be allowed under HB 245 to carry my gun in the child care center. Dude, you see, it's patently absurd. But I'm telling you, the criminal den test works every single time. Here's one for you. Let's just HB 291. These are real bills filed in Florida. Take a listen to this one, HB 291. This is sales of ammunition. It's public records, sales of ammunition. Provides an exemption from public records requirements for records containing certain information pertaining to buyer or transferee who is not found to be prohibited from receipt or transfer of ammunition. Provides for future legislative review and repeal of exemption. Provides statement of public necessity. Now here I can I can determine from what I just read to you that what this means is that this individual, there's some companion bill somewhere that is forcing you to have to register to buy ammunition, but they're going to exempt it from the public records so that no one knows that you bought ammunition as long as you passed their deal. So here, let's go back to the criminal den test, shall we? Oh, man, thank God the legislature passed HB 291. Good heavens, I wouldn't want everybody around here knowing that I have a box of ammo that I just bought from Bill's Gun and Pawn. Good, then they're going to be able to trace it back to me, or at least blame me publicly after I rob that liquor store. Are you with me on the absurdity of what we're talking about here? I'm going to continue this into the next segment. Because the level of dishonesty on display by the liars who want to take your right to bear arms away from you and do it using this type of legislation is nothing short of preposterous and laughable, but incredibly dangerous. Because the Constitution and your rights don't amount to a hill of beans to these clowns. Let's click on HB 451. I have enough time here, Sean, to get one in here? I do. Let's click on this one. Requires all sales or transfers of firearms be conducted through a licensed firearm dealer and persons involved in the sale or transfer subject to background checks. So this is the effective date would be July 1, 2020. So here we go. This is a version, Florida version, socialist version in the state of Florida of a universal background check bill. Let's go back to the criminal den. Oh, man. Did you guys see this? We're going to have to get background checks. Anytime you guys want to use my gun or I want to use one of your guns in a drive-by or rob the liquor store, we're going to have to go down and get a background check. Yeah, I'm telling you, the more you do this, the worse it becomes. the worse it becomes. When we come back, I'm going to start with domestic violence, assault weapons. Domestic violence, yeah, there's one at $499. I don't know. I'll just pick them at random. We're going to go down the list, and we're going to continue. Give this the criminal den test. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We'll be back right after these messages here. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, my dear friend Beth Bauman from Town Hall Magazine is going to be here. Haven't heard from Beth in a while. Don't turn the dial. We'll be back after this. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Still got a ways to go.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey! it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the third hour, continues now. Let's pick up. Let's go. Just go down here at random. There are 29 of these bills. You can go through every single one. Here's one, HB 627, Assault Weapons and Large Capacity Magazines. Assault Weapons and Large Capacity Magazines. Let's pick this one here. HB Assault Weapon. Now, you know, this is prohibits sale, transfers, or possession of assault weapons or large capacity ammunition magazine, provides exceptions, requires certificates of possession for assault weapons or large capacity ammunition magazines, lawfully possessed before specified date, provides conditions for continued possession of such weapons or large-capacity ammunition magazines, requires certificates of transfer for transfers of assault weapons or large-capacity magazines, provides for relinquishment of assault weapons or large-capacity magazines, provides requirements for transportation of assault weapons, provides enhanced criminal penalties for certain offenses when committed with assault weapon or large-capacity magazine. Let's stop right there, because I guess just this, we'll go through each one of these. This, I could take the rest of the hour on this. But I guess the last one there, enhanced criminal penalties. So if you kill somebody with a handgun during the commission of a felony robbery, that's less of a charge than if you kill somebody using a assault weapon as they define it, which is any type of gun that they don't like. But we'll use their term here because of the absurdity of it. So if you use one of their defined assault weapons to commit the same murder, it's an enhanced charge. Isn't murder murder? I don't know. Look, this is an attack on you. Let's go through each one of these. And remember, we're in the criminal den as we talk about this. Prohibits the sale, transfers, or possession of assault weapons or large capacity ammunition magazines. Oh, no. Did you guys see HB 627? You get the idea. All you have to do is ask yourself that question. What are the criminals saying in the criminal? If they're really concerned about crime, and this is going to have an effect on crime, the questions I'm posing to you are 100% legitimate to do. To apply the litmus test is 100% legitimate to do, because if it will, in fact, have any type of action on any type of criminal activity whatsoever, this is 100% legitimate. And you are laughing with me now about the absurdity of it, because none of it does. Not one of it does. But is it going to stop them? I mean, this is crazy. This is a state where not long ago we had a state representative, legislator from outside of Jacksonville, somewhere in Duval County, lunatic. You know, the equivalent of a Sheila Jackson Lee over there in Duval County, Florida, one of these wackos, a Maxine Waters, just this nutcase, who said, in order to buy ammunition, you should have to take a mental health check. We want to examine you, give you a certificate for 5 years that says you're not a crazy nut job, and then we're going to examine you again and determine if you should be able to buy ammunition. This is the kind of stuff they're throwing at the wall to see if it will stick. But they'll tell you it's about reducing gun violence. So then when you apply it to the criminal den test to see if it will stand up to that litmus test, it's laughable. Every single one of these is laughable. Let's talk about, here's HB 631, sale, transfer, or storage of firearms. And I'm going through each one of these with you in real time. I've not read them all. I'm just looking. There's 29 of them here. I don't have time for that stuff. Here's a bill by another socialist. Sale, transfer, or storage of firearms. Revises requirements for storage of firearms. Revises requirements, provides criminal penalties if minor access stored firearm and uses it in specified ways, revises definition of a minor. So we're going to change who a minor is now. We'll go into, let's see if we can find that. Requires seller or transferer of firearm to provide specified information, provides immunity for certain providers of information, revises standard for adults and minors to be criminally negligent in storage of firearms in certain circumstances. Let's go to the original filed version and let's see if we can find the definition of minor, because they're changing it. An act relating to the sale, transfer, or storage of firearms, amending state statute 790, revising requirements for the storage of firearms, providing criminal penalties if a minor accesses a stored firearm and uses it in a specified way, revising the definition of the term minor. So let's see if we can find the definition of the term minor. Here it is. It's struck down here. Here, let me read you what they strike out. A person who stores or leaves on a premise under his or her control a loaded firearm. They struck out loaded. It's any firearm. Doesn't have to be loaded. As defined in 790, who knows or reasonably should know that a minor is likely to gain access to the firearm without a lawful permission of the minor's parent or the person having charge of the minor, or without the supervision required by law, shall keep the firearm in a securely locked box or container. Now, here's what they struck out. Or in a location which a reasonable person would believe to be secure. So if you could reasonably believe that should be secure, they've wiped that out, making it easier to come after you. Or shall secure it with a firearm locking mechanism. They removed trigger lock, except when the person is carrying the firearm on his or her body. And it says here, the minor is now from 16 to 18. As used in this section, the term minor means any person under the age of 18. So when they've struck 16, so they've just ratcheted up 18. So if you're 17, 16 or 17 or 18, you're now a minor. So the age of 18, well, an age of 18, that's under the age of 18. So that's 16 and 17. So they've changed the definition. And what this does is requires you to keep a gun in the way. Now here, get this. Upon the retail, commercial sale, or retail transfer of any firearm, the seller or transferor shall deliver a written warning to the purchaser. Oh, you need a written warning. And guess what? It has to be block letters, not less than a quarter inch in height. And here's what it will say. Because you need this warning when you pick up your gun that you lawfully bought from a commercial dealer who you got a background check to buy in the state of Florida. And here's what they're going to tell you because you're stupid. It is unlawful. It is unlawful and punishable by imprisonment and fine for any adult. They scratched out for any adult. It is unlawful and punishable by imprisonment and fine to store or leave a firearm in an unsafe manner in any place within the reach or easy access of a minor under 18 years of age, or to knowingly sell or otherwise transfer ownership or possession of a firearm to a minor or a person of unsound mind. Then they go on to talk about any retail or wholesale store, shop, or sales outlet which sells firearms must conspicuously post at each purchase counter the following warning. But this has to be, get this, in block letters, not less than 1 inch of height in height. Here it is again, because you're stupid. It is unlawful to store or leave a firearm in an unsafe manner in any place within the reach or easy access of a minor under 18 years of age. Oh, or to knowingly sell or otherwise transfer ownership. Now, let's go to the criminal's den. Let's go to those gangbangers that are 12, 13, 14 years old that we read about in papers in cities across the country every day that are carjacking people, robbing people. Here they are planning their next robbery. And guess what? The next time they purchase a gun, I bet this sign is going to stop them. When they go in at 12 years old or 14, oh, wait. They're not supposed to have those guns, so those guns are stolen. So the criminals don't even have to worry about this. So when they're in their den going over the new state legislature activity, they can just go right by. Somebody can say, oh, man, did you guys hear about what do we want to talk about, HB 631? Oh, no, man, that doesn't even apply to us. They don't even worry about that. That's the signs. We don't have to worry about those gun shop signs. We don't go into gun shops. This is what we're talking about and what they have in store for you. Beth Bauman is going to be joining me in just a few moments when she comes in. We'll talk about some of these with her. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the third hour. Before I go to my guest, Beth Bauman, I've got to mention all of my sponsors. You heard me in the beginning of the program. Welcome North American Arms to the show. That's a huge deal. Much more about that coming up next week. You're going to hear their, you're going to see them, and their footprint will be visible on both radio programs. North American Arms, I am thrilled to welcome them to the program. Of course, we've got the Car Arms Platinum microphone in the GunBroker.com studios on the daytime show. And I'm going to tell you now, there's much, much more to come. Please support all of our sponsors at Armed American Radio, Defender Coffee. You know, if you can, you're supporting the Second Amendment every time you drink a cup of coffee. For gosh sakes, it doesn't make any sense not to do that. You visit GetSupply.com and check out supply companies. I said GetSupply.com. It's GetSupply.com. The company is Supply, and check out their razors. Every time you shave, you support the Second Amendment. It's kind of a no-brainer. In addition to that, you've got Vault Pro USA, AmmoLand.com. All you have to do is go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You'll see every single sponsor there. Just click on every single one of them. It will take you directly to a place designed specifically for you as an Armed American Radio listener. Let's go over to Beth Bauman from TownHall.com. Beth, I'm going to take you into the criminal den. Are you ready?
I am ready.
How are you, by the way?
I'm tired, but I'm good. I need coffee. You need to send me some.
You need to, I will get you some Defender coffee. That's exactly right.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Here we go. Here we, yeah, because it's late in the evening, but you're on the West Coast. So I can't drink it at this time of day. You know what I mean? You can. All right. You know what my criminal den test says. But aren't the socialists all talking about how they want to reduce, quote unquote, gun violence and crime?
It's really amazing considering they seem to think that criminals will follow a new law. If they pass one more law, so maybe criminals will become law-abiding.
But then you know my litmus test, right? You're right. It is amazing that they think that if, in fact, they're being honest, that would make them stupid to believe that. But they're not stupid. They think you're stupid, which is why they think we are stupid, which is why they continue to do what they do, use the phrase that they continue to use in the bullet points, because they know that nothing they're passing has anything to do with crime. Now, as you know, in the previous two segments, I took listeners into about 29 29 bills that the socialists are trying to run their way, you know, work their way through the state of Florida. You want to jump in the criminal den litmus test with me and let's pick a few of these at random?
Go ahead.
All right, let's
take
do
a wild pick.
SB, do you have one? Go ahead. You have it in front of you? Go ahead and pick one.
Let's see. How about... Oh, prohibited places for weapons and firearms.
Oh, that's
SB 183.
SB 183. Let me find it on here. Let's go to SB 183.
Very bottom.
Oh, SB 183, prohibited places for firearms and weapons. Oh, this is going to be really good. Now, listener, remember, we're in the criminal den now. You got to picture those criminals talking about these bills because they're looking at these because they're concerned about what's going to impact them and their ability to commit crimes. Beth, I'll let you go ahead and read it. I'm looking right at it. Go ahead.
So it says prohibited places for weapons and firearms. It authorizes an elected member of a specified governing body who holds a license to carry concealed weapons or firearms to carry concealed weapon or firearm to meeting of governing body of which he is a member.
I'm not really sure. Specifies or holds carried a license, concealed weapon, or firearms to carry concealed weapon or firearm to meeting of governing body of which he or she is a member. Okay, so that would be, I'm going to guess, something like a city council member or something like that. I'd have to go in and find out a little bit more. There's original.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Let's go to this. Let me take a look at this. A bill to be entitled an act relating prohibited places for weapons and firearms. Authorizing an elected member of a specified governing body who holds a license to carry, enacted by the legislature of the state of Florida. I'd have to go into a little bit more detail because we're picking these at random. It disallows anybody else to carry in one of those meetings. So I guess the criminal is sitting around going, man, I wanted to attend the council meeting tomorrow night, but I'm not allowed to take my gun. So that would... Because we all.
I mean, how many criminals are going to. How many of them are really going to city council?
And the ones that do really don't care about the sign that says no gun, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's pick another one here. Let's go to HB 353, weapons and firearms. Let's see what this one says. Provides that petition for involuntary examination serves as petition for risk protection order in certain circumstances and provides for confiscation of firearms and ammunition. It says right there, provides for confiscation of firearms and ammunition. Requires minimum mandatory term of imprisonment for person convicted of felony while owning or having in his or her care, custody, possession, or control firearm, ammunition, or electronic weapon or device. So that's for involuntary examination serving as a petition for a risk protection order. So this is just another confiscatory bill that I believe any criminal wouldn't really be concerned with because criminals don't follow the law and predominantly steal their guns, correct? So they would just steal another one, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they found one or two, chances are they're going to find two or three more. I mean, again, what does this accomplish? Okay, so you confiscate their guns. They're still on the street. Making that assumption, they'll just get one from a buddy off the black market.
You know, let's go. The criminals don't follow the law is what Beth is telling you.
I can't believe this is like all of these are real.
Every single one of them are real. This rises to a certain level. There's 29 of them now. Let's go to SB 794. This says, transfers of firearms. That's going to be it. Oh, here, let's go transfers of firearms, and we'll go back to large capacity. This is SB 94, requiring transfers of firearms to be conducted through a licensed dealer, requiring deposit of the firearm with the licensed dealer under certain circumstances, providing for disposition of the firearm if the licensed dealer cannot legally complete the transaction or return the firearm to its owner, requiring law enforcement agencies to report to the Attorney General any violation by licensed dealers. So I take you back into the criminal den for that one. Hey, Robbie, dude, I wanted to use your 45 to rob that liquor store, but I'm not going to be able to do that because we have to take it to a licensed dealer and deposit it with them first. So, Beth.
And that's assuming that Robbie's name was on it to begin with.
I lost you on your phone there. Can you say that one more time?
I said, and that's assuming Robbie's name was even on the gun to begin with. Mm. You know, for all we know, it could have been a straw purchase.
But that's against the law. Straw purchases are against the law. So we have to remember these things. Every single one of these bills, Beth, and we picked a couple of them at random here, are an absolute joke. Not one of these bills filed by any socialist in Florida would stop any crime or any criminal activity that I'm aware of. When you, and particularly, I'm not kidding about that test. It works every single time. If you want to determine whether or not a bill would actually work to stop crime, put yourself in that den and ask yourself the question that the criminals would be asking themselves if, in fact, they were even paying attention to any of this about every single individual specific bill, and you'll walk away gut laughing. You'll bust a gut. Your stomach will hurt by the time you get out of whatever room you're in or whatever you're doing while you're thinking about this. I would highly recommend not doing that. Don't daydream like that about this when you're driving, because you're going to have to pull off the side of the road. Hey, Beth, when we come back, there's a couple things. I've talked to a number of people today on the radio program. You know, for example, when I was talking with John Lott, we talked a little bit about Remington. We didn't talk about Barr and Fix Nix, and he's out. You wrote about that, correct?
Correct.
Can we talk about that when we come back from the break, what Attorney General Barr is up to?
Of course.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the final segment. I hate that it's the final segment. I could go on and on and on and on with you, but nonetheless, I'm going to run out of time. Here's what I'll tell you before we go. Armed American Radio's premium content is available for you. Visit armedamericanradio.com, click join now. All the details are there, and you're getting some pretty fun stuff, plus a private way to communicate directly with me, and I will be answering every single one of you. We're going to have a lot of fun together behind that wall. So make sure to check it out at armedamericanradio.com. Be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Here we go. Again, I tell you every week, this is the worst part of the show, when I have to tell you that this is the final segment of the program. I do hate to tell you that, but we're going to have fun because I've got Beth Bauman with me from Town Hall. Beth, welcome back to the program, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Let's do this. I didn't talk about this. Really, it's not a real sexy topic to talk about, you know, fix nicks. We haven't spoken about that in a while. It drew the ire of gun owners, you know, a while back when it was a topic of consideration, and we did discuss it on the program. But you've written it up. Just tell me what's it all about. What did Barr say or do?
So last year, the Fix Nicks Act was passed, which required federal agencies to report criminal convictions to the DOJ. On Thursday, Attorney General William Barr released his first semi-annual report on the act. And I think it's a proof that the act is working. Over 6 million new convictions were added to the database, which is a 6.2% increase. And I've heard gun owners say they hate NICS. I understand that, but the reality is background checks are here to stay. And if we can make it as wholesome as possible, maybe this could be a pushback for us to keep universal background checks from happening. But one of the wins for gun owners is that these additional convictions are actually allowing immediate determinations to happen and delays to be less frequent. A 15% increase in the NICS indices records has allowed that to happen. And the addition has also caused an average of 102 declines for prohibited possessors each month. So it's working. I think the number of criminals who are actually trying to go through a 4473 and buy a gun that way is very minimal. But again, making it as difficult as possible for them while actually benefiting gun owners isn't a bad thing.
What we've been concerned about, and you know this, is let's talk about the denial. The conditional denial is what the other side says. Well, that allows 3 days for, right? Is that what you're talking about when you were mentioning that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And after that third day, if there is no denial issued by the ATF, the dealer can then transfer that firearm lawfully. The socialists want to move that to, and the gun haters, whether they're socialists or not, most of them are socialists, want to move that to, say, 30 days or 60 days or even 6 months. And sometimes I've heard ridiculous. Is it true?
Yes.
Okay. So this is resulting in lower number of conditional denials, is what you're saying?
So it's a two part. The number of these FRRs, or what you just described as the 3 days, when the 3 days are up, they're able to legally transfer them. They have actually, in the number of declines is 102 per month. So people who would otherwise probably get it because time ran out, 102 of those people each month are being denied because they didn't have the time to expire. But the number of gun owners who are able to get immediate determinations went up 0.5%.
Okay.
Because, and I would assume part of that has to do with, and this is just an assumption on my part, common last names or common names. If you're a Smith or a Jones and your first name's like Patrick, you know, Patrick Jones, how many of those are in America? Where, or even you, Mark Walters, both of those names are very common. It's not as specific as Bauman, so there's less likelihood of me being confused with someone else.
And what's important, let me jump in real quick, is because the vast majority, and I forget the exact number, but we've talked about it with John Lott on the program. He was on earlier in the previous hour, but we didn't go into this. But he will tell you, and I wish I remembered that number. I just don't have enough time to pull it up now live on the air. But regardless, the vast majority of those conditional denials are a result of false positives, what you're talking about. The vast majority are false.
Do you have the number? I don't have the number, but I had a friend who went through that exact process. They were trying to say he was a prohibited possessor. And he's like, I just bought 3 guns last month, and suddenly I'm a prohibited possessor, and he had to appeal it, and it took like 3 or 4 months before he finally got the handgun he was trying to get because of a false positive.
All right, well, that brings up a whole bigger, I can get really conspiratorial here on that one, and say maybe some bureaucrat saw that name and 3 guns and decided to just go ahead and give that denial. I mean, this is why gun owners don't trust the bureaucracy, and it's why we don't trust the government, and why we say it's none of their business. It's why we don't want a registration scheme, because this kind of crap can go on. Now, I don't know that it did in that case, but it certainly raises that question. I mean, all you've got to do is look at what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. My God. So that's legitimate concern, right?
Absolutely.
So you're telling us on now also that convictions are up. Are they convicting more now?
I don't know. I don't necessarily think they're convicting more. I think that states and various agencies are now, it's crazy to me that Congress had to pass an act to force them to do this every 6 months. But no, they're just turning in the convictions over to the DOJ to be put into the system.
When we first talked about this, what we were talking, we discussed what the National Shooting Sports Foundation's position was on this. The NRA's at the time, before Wayne LaPierre muffled everything up over there at the National Rifle Association. In addition to that, because now what they say just doesn't have a lot of teeth anymore, but what we were talking about, we go back to some of those mistakes. You go back to Shuang Wei Cho in Virginia Beach. You go back to Charleston. These individuals should have been flagged and shouldn't have been able to pass a background check, correct?
Absolutely. And that is one of the biggest issues that most people have had is, you know, one of the first things they always say, assuming an AR-15 is used, is that we need an assault weapons ban. But then we go back and we talk about how they obtain their firearms. And, yeah, I mean, they've attained them because these things weren't flagged in the NICS system. And that is a government flaw. And so even if you're someone who's not a fan of having to basically ask the government for permission to own a firearm, I would argue that this is at least a good thing that we can do to work within our parameters to keep prohibited possessors from obtaining them.
I'm going to have to leave it right there, Beth, because we're going to run out of time. And I can't wait to see over the course of the next week. I'm going to talk with you this week to see what kind of response you get from that. It's going to be really fun to watch over the course of the next 7 to 10 days. Beth Bauman, Town Hall. You can read everything there. Look her up. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Got to call quits now because of Father Time. But I'm going to get up and do it all over tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.